You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Good morning, Penny. Penelope.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we've got a good one this morning. We're talking wetsuit fashion.
Yeah, I thought that I would delve into the history of wetsuits because, you know, we'd spoken about sunscreen and I was thinking about rash suits and things like that. And I thought, wow, I don't know anything about wetsuits. So, I thought I'd look into it. Have you ever worn
yes.
a wetsuit?
Yeah. I mean, I don't actually own a wetsuit, but one of those sort of people, like if I stayed somewhere over Christmas and there was like a wetsuit that sort of fitted me in the shed and we're going to the beach and taking surfboards or something like that. Actually, no, maybe I do have a wetsuit at home somewhere.
Yeah.
But I don't wear it enough to like remember exactly what it looks like or how fitting it is.
Yeah.
Probably not the most stylish wetsuit in my collection.
Is it like full length, like to your ankles and to your wrists?
Nah, it's not. It's like, it's short arm, short sleeve. So very not trendy at all.
Kind of summer vibes.
A summer wetsuit, yep.
Yep. So for people who don't know, wetsuits are made of foamed neoprene, which is a synthetic rubber that was invented by DuPont in the 1930s. And basically something I didn't know, I knew that like you could pee in a wetsuit, but I didn't understand like what was going on with the, I guess, the science there. And apparently your skin is heated by the body. When the water goes through into the wetsuit, it's like the little bubbles in the neoprene that trap the water. And so it keeps you warm. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yeah. A little bit of water, warms up against the body and you stay nice and warm.
So when you go in the water, do you have to like kind of go in the water for a little bit and then it kind of warms up, or do you just get in there and just go surfing or whatever?
Yeah, just get in and go surfing. It just kind of like will seep in a little bit and off you go.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah.
So wetsuits kind of came from diving suits, which were invented in the 18th century, and they were invented to salvage treasure from sunken ships. There's a guy called John Lethbridge who built the first completely enclosed suit, which consisted of a pressure-proof air-filled barrel with a glass viewing hole and two watertight enclosed sleeves. It actually kind of looks like a tin can with these weird arms. So if you get the chance, Google it. But he became really wealthy from salvage ships because, he was salvaging gold and silver. And then there was, I guess, like when you think of a diving suit, you think of like those copper kind of fishbowl helmets and then rubber. And they kind of were around from 1916 to 1980s, but they applied purely for diving. The modern wetsuit was actually invented by a physicist in around 1952 called Hugh Bradner, and he was looking to improve on equipment used by the US Navy. And his first patent was actually deemed too close to a flight suit, so it was rejected. And the US Navy also thought that the gas would, and neoprene would actually make divers more visible on sonar. So it was actually completely rejected by everybody to start with.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. But around the same time, a guy called Jack O'Neill took up the wetsuit program. He began producing early neoprene wetsuits in his garage, and he started selling them in 1959 with the motto, "It's always summer on the inside." There was also another guy called Bob Maestrell who started producing a similar style wetsuit under the company name Body Glove, which is still going today. The family still own 25% of Body Glove. There was also another guy, Jack O'Neill, who began surfing in the 1930s, went to World War II, then opened a surf shop in a garage in Santa Cruz. And his brand is O'Neill, which is also like going on today as well. I guess like there's been a lot of improvements. Originally, when you put on wetsuits, people used to use talcum powder to get them on, which just kind of gives me visions of Ross from Friends putting on leather pants. And nowadays there's things like, you know, you can have zips, and there's been improvements like blind stitching, which is we use a curved needle that doesn't go all the way through the neoprene, so that it remains watertight on the seams. There's like heat welding the seams. Also spandex and other kind of thermoplastics are inside the wetsuit to make it easier to get on. Yeah, so those were a few things I didn't know.
Wow. I quite like, you know, just rewinding a bit there and how you're saying that it was developed when people were doing like salvage runs to try and find gold and stuff like that, you know, like at the very start. Just made me wonder, anyone out there currently doing salvage missions, or I don't know, in search of buried treasure? 5395, let us know if you are looking for buried treasure out there, gold, bullion.
It's quite interesting. The guy, John Lethbridge, obviously was like, knew that he could get some wealth from it, because he actually built his own pond that he tested the diving suit in. The other thing I didn't know is that, you know, there's wetsuits and there's dry suits, and dry suits enable you to stay in the water for longer in colder temperatures. And dry suits are like you imagine, they've got seals at the wrists and the neck and the feet, so you can wear clothes underneath them. And then that made me remember that James Bond always must have worn a dry suit, because, you know, he would take the wet, well, what looked like a wetsuit off, and he'd be in his tuxedo to go to the party.
Ready to go, eh?
Yeah. And I didn't know that there was a difference.
Just a quick recommendation on, like, the dry suit. There is a great BBC doco called Last Breath. It's so crazy. But I'm just checking that out there. Just checking it out there for people.
I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
BBC. I guess, like, if you're looking for a wetsuit, there's lots of websites that do recommendations on like the top 10 for 2024 and things like that. And I guess there's, you know, if you've got mates that surf, they'll be able to tell you as well.
Nice one. All right, Penny, very seasonal and very timely fashion advice here for fashion. Thank you very much, and we'll check in with you next week, mate.
Thanks. Have a good week.
Awesome. Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.